we start this evening session with a relaxed body and a very relaxed state of mind. Coming back to an upright posture. And as we fill our whole body with our awareness, we can generate a feeling of appreciation for the present moment. Yeah, fully coming into contact with what happens just right now. Whatever manifests in the moment right now. As we release all worries and concerns, all hopes and fears for the time being, we cultivate this state of awareness that is fully present with whatever is right now, without looking for anything special. We simply closely observe the sensations of the breath, the subtle tactile sensations as they arise in this field of the body, breathing naturally and effortlessly. And wherever we feel stiffness, any pain or tension within our body, we try to soften into these areas. Gently breathing into these areas to relax and release any pressure. Maintaining a natural and unforced rhythm of breathing. Bringing to mind that by bringing the body and mind into this condition, we can truly make a change and shape our minds for the better, knowing that change only comes from within, not by manipulating the world around us, but by going inwards. And in this evening meditation, we want to familiarize our minds a little bit more with these prayers for meditation. That we went through with Glenn this afternoon. And we can do so by beginning by to settle our mind into a right, pure intention for this meditation. And by starting to reflect on the four thoughts that turn the mind. We can do so and begin by reflecting on the first thought, that this precious life of leisure and opportunity is rare and easily lost. Yeah, understanding that this precious freedom of this rebirth that we have found now is greatly meaningful and so difficult to find again. Day and night, unceasingly, we have to take its essence, make most use of this precious opportunity. The world and those within it are impermanent. I too will die soon. We have to reflect that this life is as impermanent as a water bubble. We should always remember how quickly it decays and death comes. Death is certain. The time of death is uncertain. And at the time of death, only our own insights, how strong we have familiarized ourselves with compassion and wisdom, can help us. And the results of my virtuous and non-virtuous actions will without fail ripen within me after death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma will follow. Reflecting on this law of cause and effect, finding firm and definite conviction in this, we have to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds, abandoning the causes for samsara and practicing the right causes for liberation, full enlightenment. And since there is no genuine happiness to be found within the abodes of samsara, I must correctly practice the true Dharma. Yeah, understanding that samsaric pleasures are the doors to all suffering. They are uncertain. They cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, I have to generate a strong wish for the bliss of being free of this suffering, the bliss of liberation. And on the basis of having reflected a little bit on these four thoughts, we can continue to the next verse. You know, looking for a safe refuge, what we can do to reach this goal of liberation and enlightenment, abandoning suffering. We can reflect on this four-line verse. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Through my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And here we can reflect on what is called the resultant refuge. Taking refuge in the Buddha, representing our own fully developed Buddha nature. Taking refuge in the Buddha that we ourselves will become. Taking refuge in the Dharma that represents our own inner wisdom, our own pristine knowledge wisdom that we want to develop fully. Taking refuge in our own supreme insights that we will develop through study and diligent practice. As well as taking refuge in the Sangha, our community of like-minded people. Taking refuge in this community, that these people that walk the path to full liberation, like us, that also want to become an enlightened being in order to benefit others. Having this support, supporting each other in reaching this goal. And then we can reflect a little bit on the next verse, the Four Immeasurables. And as I go through the Four Immeasurables, you can simply merge your mind with the wishes they express. Meditate from your heart on their meaning, trying to get an experience of how wonderful it would be if this could actually be possible. Yeah, if I can take an active part in making these heartfelt aspirations a reality on the basis of having taken refuge and the four thoughts. May all beings have happiness and the causes for happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the happiness that knows no suffering. And may they dwell in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. And holding these aspirations in your mind, having settled our mind in this peaceful equipoise, if you wish, you can take a few moments to readjust your position while maintaining your mindfulness. And then as we settle in again, continuing our contemplation on these prayers, for the next verses, if you wish, And if you feel comfortable with that, you can visualize Shakyamuni Buddha in this space in front of you. Of course, if you are used to visualizing the whole merit field, you are of course welcome to do so. Otherwise, you can simply visualize Shakyamuni Buddha symbolizing all your teachers and all that inspires you, symbolizing the whole merit field. And you can visualize him at the level of your forehead, at a comfortable distance from you. And Shakyamuni Buddha is made of light, shining brightly. His right hand is in the mudra of touching the earth. His left hand is in the mudra of concentration, holding an alms bowl full of nectar. He's wearing yellow saffron robes, wearing a top knot on his head, and he peacefully smiles at you, radiating love, compassion, and wisdom. And remember that the Buddha represents all the enlightened qualities of body, speech, and mind, the enlightened qualities we ourselves want to develop within us. So as we reflect on the seven limb prayer, be aware that this is so. Making these prayers to the outer guru, symbolizing our inner guru, representing our own fully developed, pristine knowledge wisdom. That is what we make these prayers to. It's not something or somebody separate from us, but it's our own compassion and wisdom that we want to develop, represented in the form of Shakyamuni Buddha. Then we can begin the seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. And if you wish, you can visualize multiplying your body, making prostration mentally to the Buddha, purifying all false pride and arrogance we have in us. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. So you can think of the offerings here on the altar, and all the other offerings made here into Shita. And then mentally we fill the entire space with beautifully bright candles, incense and perfume, most wonderful music, offering all our pleasurable experiences, purifying our miserliness. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time. So we can open our hearts and show ourselves as we are. The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas do not have judgmental attitudes, no critical minds, but accepting us exactly as we are, without trying to hide our faults. We confess them mentally to the Buddha, rejoicing in the possibility to do so. And whatever lays heavily on our mind, we can mentally confess this, being sure that through this meditation we do, through this virtuous mind that we generate, we purify all negativity we still have in us. I rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. So we can rejoice in all the efforts of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, in all our teachers, all the people who inspire us. Rejoice being happy in our own merit, rejoicing in each other's merit, making these efforts. Rejoicing in the wisdom and compassion, the skillful means of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In this way we purify our jealousy, rejoicing in any being that practices virtue. Simply settling our mind in rejoicing, being happy that this is so. Please remain until samsara ends, requesting the Buddhas to stay with us, purifying the critical thoughts we had towards the Buddhas in the past, and turn the wheel of Dharma until samsara ends for living beings, requesting the Buddhas to teach the Dharma, purifying the negative thought of turning away from the Dharma, I dedicate all the virtues of myself and others to the great enlightenment, so we can briefly dedicate all our positive potential in this way before we make our last request in this prayer. Thinking that all the efforts we have made in this session and during this day, all the efforts we have made ever in our path of Dharma in this life and beginningless past lives, we dedicate it to the one goal of wanting to reach enlightenment for the benefit of others. May it all be a cause for that. A cause for myself to become a fully realized being, to benefit other sentient beings. Then finally we can reflect on the last verse, making the request to the Buddhas, and knowing that this makes a very strong imprint in our mind when we request the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and teachers. It creates the cause that we receive what we ask for, forever being guided by the enlightened beings until we reach full enlightenment. Please bless me to cease all deluded minds immediately from disrespect for the gurus to the subtle dualistic conception. Bless me to generate all unmistaken minds instantly from respect for the gurus to the realization of emptiness. Bless me to completely pacify all outer and inner hindrances. And if you wish, you can think that the Buddhas accept your request, and that from the heart, the center of the Buddha's chest, white light streams forth and enters through the crown of your head, completely purifying your body, speech and mind. This white light totally filling your body receiving right this moment what you requested for. And then Guru Shakyamuni Buddha also dissolves into light fully, like vapor on a mirror, dissolving into bright, white, wisdom light, completely dissolving into you. And try to hold this awareness without a doubt, having received the blessings of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Trying to hold this awareness single-pointedly. And then we can close our meditation by reflecting on the two dedication verses. Due to these merits, may I quickly attain the state of a fully enlightened being in order to lead all Mother Sentient Beings into that same enlightened state. And may the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not yet arisen arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase forevermore.